Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Educating for Success show. We bring families together with home business.
Hey, this is Ray Perry at Educating for Success, coming to you from the backside of nowhere in southern Tennessee. Did you know that you can literally walk into a store like Walmart or Kmart or Toys R Us and go to the clearance section, find some stuff, bring it home, process it, send it up to Amazon, and sell it? And Amazon will send you a check. Most people don't realize that. They think that Amazon owns all that multitude of stuff that they sell. But Amazon is a lot like eBay in that it has a lot of sellers, just like you and me, sending stuff to them to sell. So I am so excited about that opportunity for people who are trying to figure out how to make a little bit of extra money on the side or start a home business that's going to make a lot for them. And I ran across a friend years ago at a homeschool convention in Texas, a homeschool dad who had about six kids then, I think he has seven now, who was just getting started with Amazon and was starting to experience success with it back then, who now is doing really well and is going to actually be one of our faculty members at our home business conference coming up in August this year, 2016. And so I am excited to be able to introduce to you one of my new best friends from Minnesota, Brian Young. Welcome, Brian.
Hey, Ray. Honored to be on the show with you this afternoon and looking forward to answering some questions.
Yeah, it is so great to have you here. So I was so excited to meet you at that homeschool convention. It was just miraculous that we even connected at all. So tell us a little bit about your story, about what it is that you do and how you work homeschooling into home business and just a little bit of a general picture of what your life looks like on a daily basis.
Sure, yep. So we met at the homeschool convention because we homeschool our kids. And like you said, there's seven kids, so we have four boys and three girls. We just live in the southeastern plains of Minnesota. And I think we discovered really early that not only did we want mom to be able to be home with the kids to educate them and to train them and disciple them, but we wanted dad to be home too. And so we really, you know, maybe about 2011, 2012, we were really serious about finding a home business option that provide us some income, but also kind of unify us as a family. And we stumbled across Amazon and eBay. Well, in fact, it was eBay first. We were selling books. And then we moved on to Amazon as a marketplace to kind of sell some things on and to generate some income.
Wow, that is so cool.
Yeah, so I'll give you kind of the quick recap. We started selling used books, just books that we had around the house. I was a college student, so I had some textbooks left over. I was surprised to find there's a lot of resale value in some of those books, even though they were 5 to 10 years old, which led us to go to the thrift stores and the library sales, and we started sourcing a lot of books, and we were just completely blown away by the amazing ROI, return on our investment that there are in a typical book. I mean, we calculate, we buy a book for on average about $1, and we're able to net profit off that one book somewhere in the $7 range, so 700% ROI per book. And so that was pretty exciting for us, especially because we were looking for that home business opportunity. And like you said, also, we stayed with books and we built up a solid book selling business, outsourced some of the sourcing and the listing. So some of the processing of the books and the acquiring of the books, we found people to plug into our business to do that. And then we moved into retail arbitrage. And that's, as you alluded to in the intro, we go into stores like Walmart and Target and Toys R Us and Kohl's, looking for items that they have on clearance, so locally they want to get rid of, and we use our technology to determine whether or not those products have value globally, you know, on the Amazon marketplace. And I think if you have a smartphone and you have the ability to download some apps, it's super easy for you to go into any store, scan a couple barcodes, and see if there's that arbitrage opportunity, you know, buying a product cheap at one place and then selling it for a profit online.
That is so amazing. I just love the fact that that opportunity is even available. And it's not just in America. It's in a lot of different countries, not all countries, but in a lot of different countries. Okay, so you mentioned outsourcing. One thing that I've realized that a lot of people want to do is they try to do every single thing themselves. And if they have a large family, they might try to get all their kids to work and do different parts of the business that have to be done. And sometimes some of the kids either may not have the maturity level or the interest. And so sometimes it's a little bit of a challenge to get trying to get the whole family working on a project like that. So how have you found outsourcing, which is getting people outside of your family to be involved in it, to be successful?
Yeah, well, I think we were of the mindset that having a business would be a great way to unify the family in the sense that we get everybody working in it. So we'd have our sons and daughters, the mom and dad, we'd all be working together, doing everything that's required within the business. We'd make money and we'd be bonding. And I think for the first year, that was working for us. Like, we really enjoyed, rubbing shoulders with each other and working hard. But after a while, the novelty began to wear off. We really enjoyed being home together and sharing three meals together, but we started not enjoying the business as much, and which led me to have the idea, well, since these businesses are so profitable, there's so much ROI, there's such a big profit cushion, maybe what we can do is we can systematize the whole thing, and then we can outsource it, and we can scale it and grow it to compensate for some of that loss in profitability, and then we can maintain our freedom and flexibility at home with the kids while also bringing in that all-important income which supports us. And I know that there's a hesitancy there for people who build businesses to kind of let go of some of the tasks. It's almost like they romanticize the ins and outs of the business. And I trained myself just not to do that, to not fall in love with the process, but instead to fall in love with the idea about building this self-perpetuating business that I don't need to be in every day, that I don't need to do everything on every day. And let me tell you, once people kind of taste the freedom that they get from a B quadrant, an outsourced business, they'll never want to go back. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, that's exactly what I've discovered. Even though if there's a little bit of work involved in it that you really don't like to do, the best thing I think is that you just make a list and you just list all those things that you don't like to do and then figure out how you can get somebody else to do those other parts of it, like you said, and pay them and do the parts that you like. But the main thing that I have loved about home business that I'm sure you discovered is the lifestyle, because you have the freedom to travel. You have the freedom to go to all of your children's activities and ball games and practices and ballets and all the things that they have. You never miss anything, because what I do is always put those things on the calendar first. And so they have first priority, and so then we just work all the business stuff all around all the kid activities. And so that way you have the best of both worlds. You have the great lifestyle, plus you have the income to be able to support all that too. So have you found that to be true as well?
Yeah, I mean, we still do work, but we decided we want to work in the area of the business that we're most passionate and gifted in. And so for me, that's administration, kind of coming up with the vision. And then I think I'm really good at managing people, so kind of being a leader of the organization. And everything else we outsource. And so in February, we took a 21-day trip to Puerto Rico. I brought the whole family.
Wow.
Mother and father-in-law, mom and dad came for a week too. And the neat thing was is we spent 21 days in paradise, and our business continued to operate 100% without us. Product was being sourced and prepped and labeled and shipped into Amazon and sold and marketed by Amazon. And 100% hands off. And I would check in my email every once in a while just to make sure nothing was blowing up or something catastrophic wasn't happening.
Yeah.
But incredible. In fact, when you called me before and I didn't answer, I was outside unloading the van because we just took a week-long trip in the North Shore, north of Duluth, Minnesota, two harbors. We went up there and we did some camping. And we drove all the way down to Iowa to visit some family down there for the 4th of July. And again, the business machine continues to operate. Books are coming in, products being sourced and processed and shipped to Amazon and sold. And we have that freedom, that lifestyle and financial freedom to step out of the business and just enjoy each other and enjoy our kids while they're still young.
Yeah, that is so awesome. So what is your background? Do people that are doing stuff like this need that college background?
Not at all. In fact, I barely graduated high school. I had a 34% F in this government class that was required. And man, I mean, not because I'm a slacker, because I'm extremely distractible. And so the teacher recognized me as somebody who, a kid with good. I was a well-behaved kid, and it seemed like I tried hard, but I just couldn't get the grades. Like I couldn't do the studying. I don't know. But anyways, I buckled down and I got my passing grade and I graduated high school. I took a few years off between high school and college. I got a degree in pastoral ministry because I thought maybe God was leading me to do ministry from a pulpit. But I found out after I got my degree that just wasn't the case. And maybe my ministry was in the area of business. But the fact of the matter is I don't have any background in business. I don't have a bachelor's degree. I don't have an MBA in business at all. It's just I'm learning as I go. I'm studying. I'm reading. And really it's so simple with the technology that we have today. You don't need to have an MBA to be able to create like a very nice 6 to 7 figure business selling physical products on Amazon.
That is awesome. That's what I was so hoping you were going to say. I had no idea what your educational background was, but I've heard of so many people. I'm meeting a lot more these days who haven't even graduated from high school and who have dropped out in eighth grade. So it's just amazing to me. And like you said, the power of the internet makes it so much easier. So you mentioned the 6 and 7 figure income. When people come to me, they say, help me make money online. And I'm thinking, I don't want to help them do something that's going to make $20, $30, $40 a week. I'm talking serious money, something that a dad can actually, leave his job for. So give us just a hint of some of the numbers that are out there. If you want to share with us some of your numbers, that's fine. But if you don't want to, that's fine also. What are some of the numbers that are possible and normal, not astronomical, but just normal?
Yeah, so we started part-time, very, very part-time in 2012, and literally just a couple hours a week, we'd go to like a thrift store and buy some books. And this was before all this really fancy technology was available. Like really it wasn't 2013, 2014 that these scanning apps and programs were out there in the market. So I'd grab a handful of books that I thought were profitable from like the clearance section at a Goodwill, bring them home, look them up on the internet. Maybe one out of every 20 was actually good. I'd sell that one, and then use the profits from that book to buy more books. And we kind of did that at a steady pace in 2012. We ended up doing $98,000 in sales our first year.
And wow!
And we were like, wow! If we can do this part time, imagine what we could do full time. You know, if we actually put some effort in. And so 2013, we did $280,000 in sales. That was me working full-time, and my wife, she went back to X-ray. She worked in radiology. She worked part-time, so she was doing some part-time stuff just to give us some income because we really wanted to roll as much of our profits back into the business as possible and thought that was the best way. Well, she came home in 2014. We did $560,000 in sales. We did $780,000 sales in 2015, and we're on course right now to do about $1.25 million in sales in 2016.
Wow. That is exciting. That is so marvelous. And I've been telling people for a long time, if I could find a homeschool dad who could actually be a millionaire, earn $1 million in a year, and who was also able to teach what he does to other people, I would totally put them up on the stage so that they could share what they know how to do with others. The problem is I haven't found very many homeschool dads who have done it, and then the very few of them that I have found don't tell anybody what they're doing. So it's exciting to me to run into you. And we've had you at several of our events, and you came and spoke at our Inner Circle meeting in Michigan last year, I think it was, and it was marvelous to have you come and be part of that group for the weekend. And actually, we just flew you in for the day, I think we did. But it's just such an awesome story to hear that a homeschool dad with a lot of kids has done this, has just stepped out and made this happen. And so I am so excited that you're going to be able to be part of our conference coming up. I also wanted to just have you tell a little bit about the things that you're going to talk about at the conference coming up. What are you going to teach our attendees who are coming to the conference?
Yeah, I think one of the best categories, if you're thinking about selling anything online, I think the best type of product to sell online is used books. And even if you already are selling stuff online, I think used books is a category that's largely overlooked by new and even experienced sellers. And the reason why I like used books is there's still a lot of demand for physical books. In fact, the Nielsen study I just read a couple quarters ago that was released said that physical books are on the rise. They're up about 15% from the year prior. And digital books are on the decline, with the exception of young adult fiction and general fiction, which are usually categories we stay away from anyways. But anyways, books are really cheap to acquire, if not free. You can get them for anywhere between 25 cents to $1 each on average. And they sell, like I said before, we're averaging 700% ROI, so we're able to sell them for anywhere between $15 to $25. And the neat thing about that is you're able to really make a lot of profit off that little investment. And then if you snowball that profit, you roll it back into more inventory, it just continues to grow and grow and grow and grow. And then within a short period of time, like for me, it was within a couple of years, we had already hit over $250,000 in sales. Definitely doable in used books. So not only are they cheap to acquire, they're also really easy to find. So at the speech I'm going to give at your conference, I'm going to talk about my top 10 locations to find used books. I mean, there's really a ton of opportunity. In fact, most of the world views used books as garbage. Like if you go in any thrift store or any library, they're trying to get rid of these books. And oftentimes they have to pay to get rid of them. So for you to come in and say, I'll take them for free, that can often be a very compelling offer for them. And so I'll kind of give you some of my experiences there. And then the scalability of books. So because there's that giant ROI, unlike any other category on Amazon, I mean, if you want to sell in electronics or baby or pets or any of those other categories, those are great. You can find some great products in there. You can make some good money, but you'll never find that 700% ROI. And what that giant profit cushion does is it gives you the ability to, out of the gate, start hiring people to do the sourcing and the listing and processing for you. So what I'm going to be teaching you is not only how you can go out and find books and sell them for a profit, I'm going to teach you how you can start to build a team and a system that perpetuates itself so that you can take a trip to Puerto Rico or go on a missions trip overseas or invest your time, you know, locally in your family or in some nonprofit ministry that you're interested in, and you don't have to be involved in every single process of the business. And so I'm really excited to not only share with you how to make money on Amazon, but how to do it in a way that it's passive.
That is so awesome. I cannot wait to hear you share again because I was fascinated listening to you talk in Michigan to our Inner Circle folks, and I just can't wait to hear a full presentation to the folks who are going to be coming to our conference. So you mentioned outsourcing again. So do you just find people in your neighborhood, or how far out into the community or the state or the country do you go with outsourcing?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. There's so many different tactics and strategies you can use to find good people to work for you. We have oftentimes some people will just hire the family. I think that there's pros and cons to that. We've hired a lot of acquaintances or friends of friends that we know, like through church or through family, and that has worked great for us. We just hired a homeschool teenager. She's 15 years old. She wanted to have a part-time job, and she wanted to work from home. You'd be a perfect candidate to list books for us. So we have our book sources drop off books at her house. She processes those books and sends them off to Amazon for us. So she's able to make a decent income working from home. Other places, again, like church, I think it's really important to find people that have high integrity. It's really neat to find other believers that need jobs, that are willing to work hard to plug into your organization. We have, so at the height of our book selling business, we had a team of like six people working in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. We had a trucker. He's a coast-to-coast trucker, so he had to drive from one coast to the other on a weekly basis, and his trucking company said, you need to stop for 1 hour every 6 hours of driving for mandatory rest. But he's a high-energy guy, and he's like, you know what, I'm just going to stop at thrift stores and library sales and source books for that hour and make some extra income. And it was pretty awesome. He would take selfies of himself with all these books that he'd be like, hey, Brian, I just sourced, you know, 50 books in less than an hour. And he'd take a picture, and he's just super excited. And the way we compensate him per book, so he was making some good money while he was on his mandatory break. And just like that, and then we had a full-time sourcer in the Milwaukee area. As long as you have a system, as long as you've created a system where you can train people in efficiently, you can have people working for you anywhere throughout the country. And so that just gives us, as business owners, tons of freedom and flexibility to target certain areas of the country for book sourcing.
That is awesome. So, and you're going to tell us more about that, right, at the conference?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, I'll share with you how much we compensate our people, so how we motivate them to work hard. I'll share with you my criteria, my book buying criteria, what we're looking for in a book. It's pretty simple. After years and years and years of experience, it's kind of condensed it down and focused it. So I'll share that with you. Again, like I said, I'll share with you my top sourcing locations, many that most people probably haven't even thought of as a legitimate place to buy books. Then I'll just give you all the nuts and bolts of how to run the type of business that I've run. Because I really feel like, I've been asked before to speak, but the thing about this conference, the Educating for Success, the Home Business Conference, is that it's a room filled with people that are just like me. Like, we're believers with homeschooling, we're homeschooling believers that are entrepreneurial at heart. And so I'm really excited to just kind of open up my business model, to pull back the curtain, and just share with you guys everything that I think you need to know to get a business like mine started.
Well, I am so excited that you're going to be able to join us this year, too. It's marvelous. I hope you're going to be able to bring some of your family, too. So I wanted to ask one more question real quick before I let you go. Give us a couple examples of some of the deals where you feel like you just knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, the list is very long, and we sell books all day long in the $13 to $14 range. Those are kind of like our bread and butter. But we've sold some books for much more than that, and they've just kind of just blown you away. Again, like I said before, we stay away from fiction, so most of the books we're sourcing are nonfiction. It just seems like nonfiction books are more timeless in nature. People want and treasure and value the information longer. If it's a nonfiction, they do just like a novel or a fiction book. But we found this book. It's a trail guide to Guam. So all the trails in the country or the island of Guam. And I think we bought it for $1.25 at a library sale, and we sold it for $184 about 3 weeks after we listed it. It's crazy. It's books like that just make it a lot of fun. Like, you're literally going down the shelf scanning books with some technology. And again, at the conference, I'm going to share with you the technology that I recommend that you use to source books. And it's like you're treasure hunting, because one out of every 10 to 15 books has all the intangibles of being a really good book, and it gets you really excited. I mean, you're pulling these books off the shelf that are being sold for $1 a piece, and you're seeing that this one I could potentially sell for $25, this one $75, this one $100, this one $180, and that's just such an exciting business.
That is so cool. Well, Brian Young is going to be one of our faculty members at our 2016 Home Business Conference this year in Louisville, Kentucky, on August 12th through the 14th. Our keynote is Joel Salatin, a radical patriot farmer. And if you don't know who he is and you have never seen him before, go on YouTube and type in Joel Salatin TED Talk and pull up one of his many TED Talks and watch him. He is an absolutely funny, hysterical, wonderful speaker, and he's going to be doing two sessions for us. We also have our resident accountant who's going to be sharing some tips with us on business. We have our social media expert, Jennifer Navarrete, who's going to be sharing some social media tips with us. We have a real estate expert who's going to be talking about how to buy and sell land, which can be very profitable. But if you want to move to the country, Joel's going to talk about 10 ways to monetize a small farm. So if all you want is just like 5 acres or 10 acres, our real estate expert is going to be talking about how to buy a farm, small farm. We also have Mike Stewart, who's going to be talking about using audio and video online. And we have also England. We have one of the 5 online membership site platforms coming to speak to us about how to have your own membership site, which is one of the ways that I have generated most of the income for our family since my husband died 6 years ago. And we have some other speakers, too. We have Darren Vanette, my black son, who's going to be doing he's not really my son. We just call him that. But he's going to be doing a session, a non-denominational worship service on Sunday morning. And then my real son, Drew, is going to be talking about inspirations from dirt. He owns a trucking company now, and, of course, he brought his dad home from corporate America years ago. You've probably heard that story. And he created a system for selling houses on eBay. Sold 70 houses on eBay, 12 in one auction, and now he owns a trucking company, and he sells dirt by the shovelful. So he's going to be sharing some of the insights that he's had. Plus, we have a summer home business contest where somebody is going to be awarded a check for $1,000 at the end of the conference on Sunday afternoon for starting a home business and just generating basically $1. This conference is sponsored by HSLDA, the Legal Protectors of the Homeschool World. It's sponsored by Samaritan Ministries. You don't have to keep your job to have health insurance, because Samaritan Ministries offers an alternative. And it's also sponsored by Partners for Prosperity, which is a financial planning company that I've run across in the last couple of years, who has some really, really good traditional truths to share that we have not been taught. I used to be a certified life insurance salesman years ago, and I was taught a certain thing. And they have challenged my philosophy on this, and it's taken me about 2 years to understand the concept. But when I saw it, I just thought to myself, I could have had a V8. This is amazing what they are teaching us. And so they're going to come, and they're going to be sharing some of their wisdom. Plus, we're going to also get a chance to hear from some of the members of our Educating for Success online community about some of the things that they're doing, the successes that they have experienced for the last year with some of the projects that they have been pursuing. And so, and then at night, we're going to also have English country dancing from 7 to 10 every night. So it's going to be an exciting, fun thing. The best thing is it's a family event. You can bring your children if you'd like to. We really would like for you to leave everybody that's under 6 at home, if you can. Nursing babies, of course, are exempt, but you can bring your 6-, 7-, and 8-year-olds to come learn from these millionaire experts how to have a home business. They will never be the same again after they have had their mind expanded to understand the potential that's out there for using their God-given abilities to have a home business like Brian and his family are doing from their home in Minnesota, where they can have the freedom of lifestyle to be able to work from home, generate whatever type of income that they want to generate, work when they want to or not, and be able to travel and support missions and do all kinds of cool, crazy stuff without having the golden handcuffs of the 9-to-5 job holding them down. When I discovered this years ago, I was so ecstatic about the opportunity. And so it is my honor and privilege to be able to bring this event to you every August. And we've been doing it since 2002, I think it is. So we would love to have you come. We have an Independence Day special going on for 2 more days. Love to have you come and bring the whole family for the price of 1 person. So if you're interested, please go to the website, check it all out. It's at educatingforsuccess.com/2016HBC, which basically means 2016 Home Business Conference. So educatingforsuccess.com/2016HBC. And when you get there, you're going to get a chance to meet Brian Young. So, Brian, it's been great having you here with us today. Thanks so much for taking time out of your busy day to stop and chat with us for just a few minutes. You are awesome, and we're looking forward to seeing you in Louisville.
Thanks, Ray. Yeah, looking forward to seeing all you guys at the conference here in just a short amount of time, just a few weeks away.
Right. That's going to be absolutely awesome. So thank you so much for joining us. This is your host, Ray Perry. Have a great day. Thank you for joining us. To learn more about what we do at Educating for Success, visit us at educatingforsuccess.com.